Welcome to the Tim Biscuit Podcast. This is just a quick update, so it's going to be about 5 to 10 minutes podcast, just to tell you all what's going on next year, what I've got planned for the podcast, and to say Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. I know I'm a day late with it all. I hope you all had a good Christmas. I hope Santa's brought what you want. I hope you've had a really good Christmas with your family and friends, or whatever you do across the world. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Quick update on my life in general. Work's been alright. Finished work, back at work next week. Crashed my car on Saturday. I went into the back of someone. It was my fault. I wasn't paying attention. My car's a write-off, and theirs has just got a bumper hanging off to get that. Fucking crap. But I have got a new car. That's been sorted out. Then obviously it was Christmas. For Christmas I got books, money, boxer shorts, socks, smellies. The usual things you get at Christmas, which was cool. So yeah, there you go. A nice Christmas dinner, turkey. I tell you what, my farts stink after I've had turkey. Proper fucking stink. On the plus side, it does smell of turkey. So there you go. But it does give me a bit of stomachache as well, turkey, for some reason. Unlike chicken. Chicken don't, but turkey does. But my farts were fucking vile. And still are vile because I've had turkey soup today, because this is Boxing Day. Okay, well, one of the main reasons I'm doing this podcast that is quick, a quick podcast, there you go, is just to say, plans that we're doing for next year for the podcast, going to start using the YouTube channel a bit more, so instead of just uploading them to YouTube, you'll get some videos as well, you'll like get more videos on them like YouTube within the new year, which is either good or bad, it's up to you, just leave a comment if you like them, if you don't. Leave a comment. All criticism is good criticism. Unless you're a bell end, then it's not good criticism. What else? Patreon. Doing Patreon. So far on Patreon, I've got one tier sorted out. This will be going live the first week in 2020. So let me explain the first tier. You will get a sticker set. You will get a shout out on the podcast. And you also get a black wristband. Now, the black wristband is to represent, not defiance, as such. Let me explain, and if I don't make sense, I'm sorry, I'm doing it the best I can. You've got the white flag for surrender. You've got the black flag for not surrender. Anarchists do use the black flag. That's not what the black wristband is going to represent. The black wristband represents, or I want it to represent, all for free speech, all for freedom of expression, all for freedom of thought. Not letting the government, not letting people tell you what you can and can't say. You're allowed your own opinions, you're allowed to say what you want to say, you're allowed to think what you want to think, and freedom of expression. It's not hate speech. There's no such thing, in my view, as hate speech. What someone might find offensive, the other person won't find offensive. Okay? So, especially in the UK, we're getting very limited on things we can and can't say, all the way from fucking things like transgenderism. If you don't agree, you don't agree. But if you don't agree with them and you say something against the trans community, you're labelled transphobic. People are getting banned off fucking YouTube, Twitter for it. Other people for their views are getting demonetized off YouTube. And that's not just in the UK, it's in America as well. You've got Tommy Robinson, love him or hate him, regardless. He's got no platform now. I think he's on Telegram, as I've said before. But people should have the right to express their opinion and their views. This is what the black band represents. It's all for saying what you want to say, saying what you believe is right to say. The governments can't tell you, or people shouldn't tell you, what you can and can't say or what you can and can't think, because it's bullshit. Everyone's right. Everyone has a right, should I say, to an opinion. Whether you think it's right or wrong, which is fine, because they're entitled to their opinion. So the black band represents all for free speech, basically. It just represents free speech. It represents, you're not going to tell me what I can and can't say. You're not going to dictate to me what I can and can't think. I've got my own opinions. I'm not going to follow the crowd. I'm not going to follow what people say. I'm going to have my own thought process and things like that. I hope I said that right, or I hope I've explained that right, because I've been thinking about this for a few weeks and how to say it. I was going to write it down, But the best that I can say is the black wristband represents freedom of expression and freedom of free speech. You must have your opinion, you must have your say. People are getting banned, people are getting demonetized, and it's not right. It's not right. There's no such thing as hate speech in sort of my view. You must have your own opinion and own say. And that's one of the major reasons why I'm pushing forward with this podcast. Because I want everyone from all walks of life to come on it. Anyone in the world is invited on this podcast, regardless if I agree with them or they agree with me, disagree with me, or I disagree with them. You're more than welcome. We'll have a chat. There's no malice in it. If I don't agree, that's fine. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. I don't want you to get banned off YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And likewise, I would hope you don't want me to either, even if you don't agree with me. So yeah, that's what the black band represents. So that's tier one. So you'll get a sticker set. You'll get a shout out on the, shout out on the podcast. And you'll get a black band. Now, all this is for £2. For £2, it's shipped worldwide. So for £2, you get a sticker set, black band, and a shout-out on the podcast. That's for tier one. Tier two, I'm not so sure anymore, because I haven't got that far yet. I'm sat at the seafront, and I just seen this guy walk past, and he went to a ticket machine, and he checked the fucking change thing. I'm going to see if he does it to the next one. It's pissing down in, like, the UK. Cleethorpes, I am. Google Cleethorpes at the seafront. It's fucking dog weather. But this guy just walked past and checked the change machine. And we'll see if he does it to the other one. There he goes, look. He's going to it. It's a fucking long way, though. I can't see. I'm still getting used to my new car controls as well, because I can control the back windows from the front. And I can lock all the doors, so when I kidnap people, they can't escape, because they can't... And I can lock the door windows as well, so they can't bring them down. Obviously, I don't kidnap people, that was a joke. Don't take it seriously. Okay, there we go. But yeah, tier two, maybe load some extra content up. I don't really like doing that, but the equipment I'm buying is all out of my own money. No company's supporting me. I work a full-time job, so it's all being taken out of like my own money to support the podcast, which includes petrol, includes gear, includes memory cards, includes the time and everything like that. So I think for tier one, £2 isn't that bad, because all that is going to go back for fuel. It's going to go back to buy better equipment for myself and for you guys as well, to buy a new camera for my YouTube, just things like that. So it's not going to go on fucking weed, piss ups or things like that, or fucking crack cocaine whores or fucking shit like that. It's going to go for things that I need to use for my podcast, because at the minute it's quite a big drain. I've got, you know, really good mics. My mic's like £100 each. I would like a bit better recorder, and a camera for my YouTube and that, because I'm just doing it from my phone at the minute. That's another thing. Maybe next year we're going to start to film the podcasts as well, if like we can. Open to do a lot more with people abroad. We've got a lot of listeners. I keep saying we. It's only me really that does this. I've got a lot of listeners from India, Malaysia, America's getting good. We've got a lot in California, Michigan. We've got quite a few in Australia, Netherlands, and things like that. So people should like, share, and support the podcast, because I just want it to get bigger and better for like you guys as well as me. And it's all about free speech, freedom of expression. So if you're all up for that, that's cool. As I say, I've got the black bands, a sticker set, and a shout out on the... I nearly said that on the fucking shout out on the podcast. Got a shout out on the podcast. And that's all for £2, and that's shipped worldwide. Okay, so keep your eye on the Patreon. I'll start to put the Patreon description in the description. But if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see a lot more on Instagram. I'm starting to do a lot more. I will be starting to do a lot more on Instagram. That's the Tin Biscuit Podcast. So it's the_tin_biscuit_pod_cast. There you go. If you're not sure, if I've got it wrong, which I probably have because I'm a bit of a fucking spaz, I am dyslexic as well. And dysgraphic. So there you go. Check out the description in the podcast if you want to download it. Obviously, do download it and fucking check out the description. Check out my Instagram because you'll see things on there as well that maybe I won't put onto the podcast. But I'm going to try and combine it all into one sort of unit. So YouTube, podcast, Instagram, Twitter as well. So you can find me on Twitter. But yeah, so I'm thinking the black band's a good idea. I wear one. It just shows your support for freedom of speech. It's not really so much about supporting the Tin Biscuit podcast. It's supporting freedom of speech and saying the government isn't going to take that away from me. People who try to silence you by grashing up to Twitter, reporting you to this, that, or the other. I like want it all to be good and cushy for everyone. There you go. Cushy. I've been watching a lot of Only Fools and Horses at the minute, and I got a fucking wicked Only Fools and Horses book for Christmas. It's brilliant as well. What else have I got to tell you? Tier 2. We're going to have t-shirts. There you go. Tier 2 will be t-shirts. So you'll get everything from Tier 1. And then Tier 2, you'll get everything from Tier 1, but you'll get a t-shirt included. And then, who knows? See if it goes all right. But I think for £2... you're getting a fucking bag and you're getting some shit hot stickers. You're getting a shit hot black wristband that shows your support for freedom of speech. And you also get a shout out on the podcast. That's if you want it. If you don't, don't. And, you know, it's good. But as I say, all the money's going to go into buying new equipment. It's going back into the podcast, which is important because I want to grow it. It's just over a year old. I want to thank everybody who's come on, everybody who's supported it, everyone who's downloaded it. You've been a massive help. I know my friends have like been there for me and been on the podcast. So a massive thanks to everyone. I hope you have a good Christmas. I hope you have a good new year. You will be getting another podcast as well, probably the same time as this one. So that's why I'm doing this short one. And you will probably be getting a longer one released at the same time. So, but for us, if for some reason YouTube aren't putting all my podcasts on, they're only like putting like every other one on for like some reason. There's no videos with it. It's like a picture of just me with sunglasses, big bald fat egghead, and my like cigar. So, but check it out. Check up. I'm gonna burp. Excuse me. That was disgusting, wasn't it? Fucking, I sounded like a disabled frog. Ugh. A bit of bile came up as well. Anyway, I'll put the description of my Instagram and my YouTube channel in the description of it. So just follow, like, share. Let's get the podcast going up because freedom of speech is getting knocked down in like the UK. So people are starting to grass everyone up to Twitter. Everyone's getting fucking 7-day bans, 24-hour bans, 12-hour bans, can't post, can't like. It's utter bullshit. If people don't want to hear your views or your comments, or like see your material you're putting out there, don't watch it. Don't watch it and go, I disagree with that. Boom, boom, boom. Just purely because of that. I mean, you should watch it to wear a different side, but if you're only going to watch it to fucking grass people up and try and get them demonetized, kicked off or banned, don't do it. Don't be a fucking prick. You know who you lot are, and it's fucking ridiculous, okay? Anyway, check out my Patreon when it's up. Check out my Instagram because it's shit hot. Check out my YouTube because that's not very good, but I'm hoping to get there with YouTube. I'm not very good at editing videos, so we'll probably be a long process. It'll be a long process for YouTube, but we will get there. We will get there, and all this is happening next year. Also, if you want to come on the podcast, we can do it through Skype. We can do it through phone. We have the technology to do it, and you too can be on the podcast. So, yeah, there you go. Thanks for listening. Sorry it's a bit abrupt and a bit all over the place, this podcast, but you know, that's how it is. But yeah, black band. I'll take a picture, check it out on my Instagram. If you want one, get in contact with me before the Patreon goes up. We'll sort you out. And as I say, you'll get a cool sticker set, shout out on the podcast, and also a black band. If you don't want to If you don't want to pay through Patreon, I have got PayPal as well, so we can do it like that. Yeah. Okay. Cool beans. Take care. See you soon. And like, share, follow, spread the word. Spread the word, because we are sailing this pirate ship of free speech and freedom of expression into 2020 with all the cannons fucking pointing at the people who don't want freedom of speech. That was a bit more dramatic and a dull ending, a damp squib. Anyway, you take care and enjoy your turkey fart. See you laters. The Tea Biscuits Podcast.